This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're in Siman Nun Vav, Sif Aleph. Siman Nun Vav, Sif Aleph. It says, Mechaber Yishachavein Ba'ani Asa Kaddish. One should be Mechavein when you answer Kaddish. And that's what we read yesterday, Sivkata on Aleph and Beis. Hagav Lo Yavsik Bein Yehish Me Rabba Lim Mevarach. You should not interrupt between Yehesh Me Rabba and Mivarach. This is a Hagois Ashri, B'Shem Arzarua, Kasav de la Perish Rishain, Lo Yavsik Ben Shme Le Rabba, La Perish Ri Ein Lahasik Ben Rabba Le Mivarach. So basically, the Rama is saying you should not interrupt between the words Yehesh Me Rabba and Mivarach, and according to the first pshat in, that's what the Rama says. You should not interrupt between Yehesh Me Rabba and Mivarach. So that Goy Sashri in the name of the Azura writes that according to the first pshat, don't interrupt between Shme and Rabba, and according to the Ri, don't interrupt between Rabba and Mivarach. So it seems like the Rama is going like the Ri. Okay. Furthermore, Vela Noisoi Sebekol Rav. And you should answer it in a loud voice. Uleshtada Lorotz Kedei Lishmaya Kaddish. And you should try to run to be able to hear Kaddish. Now, so these are three separate halachas. One is one should be Mechavein when you answer Kaddish. One is to answer it b'kol ram, and one is to try to run to hear Kaddish. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan gimel v'lo yavsik ayin b'pri magadim u'machzas ha'shekel t'hanish lo yavsik b'shtika b'neihem. It means you shouldn't pause, but it doesn't mean you don't. It should be b'neshima achas. Avo in sorach loymer b'neshima achas. So l'heishme rabba and mevarach ayin b'magin avram u'lefi dvarav gam b'in yeheishme l'rabba. So it should be Yehi Shmei Rabba Mivarach. Meaning this Magen Avram is like the second parish of the Ri that the Rama brings, the Parishri and lastly in Rabba Lemivarach. So the first is it's Yehi Shmei Rabba. And according to the second pshat, it's Mivarach. So the Rama first basically brings the second pshat, Lemivarach. And the Magen Avraham is going like the first pshat, Yeshmei Rabba. So you want to say those three words together. Yeshmei Rabba Mivarach. Those four words, really. Yeshmei Rabba Mivarach. There are two perushim, whether you shouldn't interrupt between Shmei between Rabba and Mivarach, that's the Ri, or between Shmei and Rabba. Now you should say it b'kol ram. Shalidezeh m'so'ira ha-kavana. By saying it out loud, it arouses kavana. The al yidei koil zeh, and by saying it b'koil, mizbatlan gezerois kashos. It's mizbatel, difficult decrees. M'kavakam lo yitin koilos gedoilos. Don't scream. You know, don't shout it. People are going to mock you. People are going to think out of your mind. And it's your fault. It's your fault. You're causing them to sin. So basically, you don't want to look unusual. You do it b'koil, but not koilos g'daylos. Okay. And you should run to hear Kaddish. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shanias Amen Yehishmei Rabba, Hu Mitzvah G'daylot Ma'id. It's a very great mitzvah. Amen Yeheshmei Rabba, Adiv Tvei Mekedushu Amaydim. Amen Yeheshmei Rabba is greater than Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Amaydim. Lachin Bekilos Gedoilos Ba'azar Shiyish Kama Minyanim, Kisesemea Shesteyam Ke'echad, Yane Amen Yeheshmei Rabba. In a big shul, in an azara that has many Minyanim, if you hear two Kadeshim at the same time, so you answer Yeheshmei Rabba. But let's say you have two shuls in front of you. Be'echad magiyim l'kaddish, she'achar shemoneh esrei, ve'echad magiyim l'kedusha. You have two shuls. One, they're up to kaddish, and one, they're up to kedusha. Yelech v'yana kedusha. You should go to the shul that they're saying kedusha. Why? I thought kaddish is more important. It is, but if you go to hear kedusha, you'll hear both. Kisham yishma gamkein ha'kaddish she'achar shemoneh esrei. There you'll hear also the kaddish after shemoneh esrei. Fine. Asr lahafsik be'emtsa ameini hishmei rabba kishe shemei kedusha. It's asr to interrupt in middle of answering ameini hishmei rabba when you're hearing kedusha. Ulehepech tzarchiyon. But the opposite is a question. In other words, if you're middle of answering kaddish, 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 could you interrupt and answer ameini hishmei rabba? That's a question. That's a shaila of the chai adam. Can you answer ameini hishmei rabba in the middle of answering kadosh, kadosh, kadosh? Let's see the Ramah further. Hagah, v'yesh lamoid kisha'inen kadosh. You should stand when you answer kadosh. V'chol davar shabakdusha, or any matter of holiness. It says the Mishnah Berurah, v'yesh lamoid ad achar sheyisayim amen yehishmei rabba. You should stand until after Amen Yishmei Rabba. Then you could sit. By Yisbarach, you could sit. Now it's interesting. The Ramah says you should stand when you say Kaddish. That seems like he's arguing on Mechaber. In fact, I often daven Mincha in a Sfaradi Shul. They sit for all the Kaddishim. They don't stand for Kaddish. Yeah. I think it's a Shaila. Are you allowed to stand? Are you allowed to stand? Is an Ashkenazi allowed to stand if they go to, or is it Loisus going to do? Yeah. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'yesh oimrim sheyesh lamoid ad amen shalachar yizbarach." V'imru amen yizbarach v'yishtavach v'yisparav v'samim v'samsev v'yisadav v'yisalav v'yisalav shmei dekutcha brichu le'elam adam zavzav derzav ram yamav v'imru amen, and then you could sit. Okay, let's see a little bit further. Or for any davar shabakdusha, v'yeshamim she'en tzach lamaid. Some say you don't have to stand. And who's that? The Maril. As Ella, shekol kaddish atoyv se me'umad, any kaddish that grabs you standing, kagon la'achar hala lo yeshiv, don't sit out she'yan amen yeshmei rabba. So what should you do? V'yesh lachosh l'devei ha-machmirin. You should be concerned for the opinion of the machmirim that you should stand when you say kaddish. V'yesh lomoy kavachomer me Eglon melech moyev shayon nachri. Eglon was a king, was a Gentile. V'kamei atzim me'al kislev l'dvar Hashem. Kol shekin anachnu amoy. Uvekavanois and the Shar Kavanois, Isa Sharizal Hoyanoig Bechal Hakadeshim Shala Acharamida, the Shachris, Mincha, Arvis, Hoyanisharoimid. The Arizal was Noyeg and all the Kadeshim that after Shemoneh Esrei of Shachris, Mincha, and Arvis, he would remain standing. Uveshal Tiskabel, the Kadesh of Tiskabel, Veshal Chazara, Sefer Torah, Hoyoina, he would answer, Veachaka Hoyoshev. Uvekadish Arvis Shal Shabbos. So the Arizal was noig in all the kadeshim after Shemoneh Esrei of Shachas Mincha Marav, he remained standing. And Tiskabel and putting back the Sefer Torah, he would answer what? The whole kadesh, and then he would sit. Uvekadish Arvis Shal Shabbos and kadesh of Friday night. Lahanoigim leimer kadesh koydim barchu, to those who say kadesh for barchu. Gam ken yishor m'sheish amoid. Also, some say you should stand. So that's a good shaila. Whether if you're in a kehila of svardim and they're sitting, whether you should stand or not. Again, if you're already in a sitting position, then even the maril and the taz say you could remain sitting. It's only the Mishnah Berurah says yesh lachash l'machmirim. So it could be you shouldn't stand. Rabbi said we're going to hold it over here, okay? We'll see everybody tomorrow. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.